Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Menachos Daf Mem Gimel, Menachos 43. And today's Daf Yomi tells us a fascinating story about women engaging in the ritual of tzitzis. So says the Gemara, there is a brisa that states, Ha'okech talas mitzuyetzis min ha'shuk, that one who purchases a garment that has tzitzis on it from the marketplace, how do you know if it's kosher? So if you acquired it mi'Yisrael, if you acquired it from a Jew, harehi b'cheskasa, then we assume that it was done properly and it's kosher. But however, if one acquires it from an idolater, min ha'ovei kochavim, then the Gemara says it depends. Min ha'tag, if a person purchases it from a non-Jewish merchant, then we're going to say it's kashera, because at first we have to assume that this non-Jewish merchant bought it from a Jew who's an expert, and we don't have to be concerned that he's going to lie, because if he's going to lie, he's going to lose his money, and he's going to lose his business, and he's going to get caught. However, mina hedjot, if the person acquires it from a non-Jew who's not a merchant, just a regular person, then we assume it's pesula, because he's going to be invalid, because we have to be concerned that maybe it's not done properly. V'afal pi sha'amro, and even though the sages taught, Ein Adam Rashaylam Kort Talas Mitzuyet, says, even though there's a principle that the sages taught that in general you're not allowed to sell a talus to a Gentile until one first makes it not qualified to be a talus. In this case, we say it's kosher. Why? What's the reason why we say it's kosher in this case? Because we have to assume, we don't have to be concerned about this, because we have to say that the merchant is going to be worried about losing his livelihood, and therefore, for sure, he's not going to be caught selling this qualified talus. However, what's the reason in general that you're not supposed to sell a talus to an idolater? So the Gemara explains, Hachi Tirgumu, in Babylon they explain, Mishum Zona, because we're concerned that maybe the non-Jew will have the talus, will give it to a harlot as a payment, and therefore she'll say that a Jew gave it to her, and she's going to therefore be spreading false rumors about the Jew, that he was with the harlot. This is just one interpretation that Rashi gives. Rashi gives another interpretation that maybe the Jewish woman is a harlot herself, as a Jew, and then she's going to assume that since this person is a Jew, she's allowed to sleep with him, and so therefore he's going to trick her into being Jewish, and then there's going to be a prohibition, Rashi says, of not sleeping with an idolater, and so therefore we have to be concerned that the harlot not be in violation of Jewish law. So that's a phenomenal concept, that the Talmud is even worried about the harlots sinning, in addition to their already presumable sin of sinning with the act of harlotry, that we're concerned that there's going to be a further sin. Rabbi Yehuda says, Shema Yislave Mo Baderach V'yargenu. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, we have a different, Rabbi Yehuda says, we have a different concern, that maybe if you sell the tzitzis to an idolater, then the Jew is going to assume that this person is safe to travel with, and they'll trick the Jew into traveling with him on the road, and then the Jew will get killed. So for this reason, a talus was not allowed to be sold to an idolater in general. But if it was a merchant, it would be okay. Comes along the Gemara and tells us another story about Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said we have to be concerned that the non-Jew would dress up like a Jew and trick the Jew into coming with him. And then we say that Rabbi Yehuda's own practice was Rami Techelta Lefarzuma de Inche Besa. He actually used to take the Tcheles and put them on the garments of the people of the house. And the people of the house, Rashi says, is a reference to his wife. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda's wife was wearing tzitzis. That's what the Gemara says. Well, a few years ago, there was a woman who was arrested for wearing tzitzis at the Kotel. So if Rabbi Yehuda's wife had gone to the Kotel, she might have been arrested. That's what the Gemara says, that Rabbi Yehuda's wife was actually wearing tzitzis. And and the Gemara is going to explain that there was actually a dispute whether or not women are obligated to wear tzitzis or exempt from tzitzis. And the majority opinion is what the position of the Chachamim, because says the Braisa, Hakol Chayavim B'tzitzis, Kohanim Levim Yisraelim Gerim Nashim V'Avonim. The Braisa states, everybody is obligated in tzitzis, whether they are Kohanim Levim Yisraelim, converts, women, and even people who are not free, the slaves. Rabbi Shimon says, Poter b'nashim. Rabbi Shimon exempts when it comes to women, Mipnei mitzvah aseh she'azman gramahu, because it's a time-positive commandment. And the reason why it's a time-positive commandment is because, as we're going to say in the Gemara is going to explain that tzitzis are not worn at night, because you have to see them. And that's what it says in the Pasuk, Re'isem oso. And so since it's a time-bound positive commandment, therefore, women are exempt from it. But that's only the position of Rabbi Shimon, whereas the position of the Chachamim is that women are obligated in tzitzis. And so therefore, we see that even though today the general normative practice amongst the Orthodox Jewish community is that women are not wearing tzitzis in public, that most women who identify as Orthodox would say, no, I don't wear tzitzis, that's a man's garment. But nevertheless, we see here in the Gemara that certainly in the time of the Talmud, Rav Yehuda's wife was wearing tzitzis, and the straight reading of this braisa says that women themselves are obligated in tzitzis, because it's actually a question of saying, why is it a time-bound positive commandment? It says to wear tzitzis, so it has to be the forced reading is to say it's only because it's not obligated at night. But the simple reading of the text would say that it is obligated to wear all the time, or isim or so. And so therefore, even though today we adopt a practice that women are not obligated in tzitzis, to say bad things about women who wear tzitzis is just flies in the face of our Talmudic tradition. So a woman who wears tzitzis is fulfilling a mitzvah, and indeed that's why Rabbi Yehuda's wife he used to put the tzitzis on the garment of his wife so that she could wear the tzitzis. And let's keep that in mind as we engage in polemics about men and women engaging in the different mitzvos.